אז question please, here's the mic.
There was a question in the recent days regarding the tens of the women and how what they who they consist of regarding supporting the group of the men. Do the women's group of tens have additional goals supporting the path and the men?
We are at a point that is called the process of the complete redemption, Geula Shlema. It's not men or Kohen Levi Israel. Certainly there is an order in the corrections from the light to the heavy, as we study in with the souls. That's how it's arranged from Kohanim Leviim Israel, Kohen Levi Israel, and then later in the nations of the world there's an order which we will study one day. But what I'm trying to say is that there is no such a thing as someone who is performing his work of correction as an assistant. Each one should cause his own correction by correcting his part that's included in everyone. So there's no such thing as a woman helping her husband. We see the contrary, that Malchut is the principal part of creation. So who is it helping? You have to understand what is this special partnership of the feminine part and the masculine part, or the male and female part. Don't think. I mean, when you say it literally, it sounds like a woman has a negligible part in creation, sort of a side component, less important. But it's not true. It's completely not so. You see how just how much we're trying to invest in the society, in the community. Each one should feel herself as the important independent part, that she has a place for correction of her own correction, like each and every person, like a man. How can it be that you know, part of the, you know, half a soul, you know, there's no such thing. The calculation is very, very accurate, very precise. In our world, you know, the number of men, the strength of men and women, it's a pity if a woman thinks of herself that you can be passive and that's enough for her. There's no such thing. It's not how it was in the previous generations, because that was a time of preparation. Today everything is open to everyone, and that means that everyone is obligated. Clear? Please, you can ask about it. Quickly. That's it? Nice. No questions, perfect. Begin. You had an introduction to read. So the topic of the lesson the severity of slander from Maimonides, strong hand. He who spies against his friend is transgressing on a "you shall not do" mitzvah. As it's written, "you should not slander among your people." And though there is no lashing for such a thing, it is a great sin, causing the dealing of many souls of Israel. Hence, it is saying you shall not stand on the blood of your fellow men. What does it mean to gossip? The one who claims things and walks from one person to another. Even though it is truth, it is destroying the world. And there is even a greater transgression, and it is slandering, which means he slanders against someone, even though he speaks the truth. But the one who speaks lie means that he slanders his friend. Rav, there's a problem here, and it belongs to all of us, men and women. Slander, severity of slander, it's never been quite as bad as it is in our generation. If you know religious society a little bit, they study that in depth. There are lessons on the topic. Because everyone understands it's destroying society. But we're talking about it not from the point of view of how it gets people to fight with each other, but rather because it stops us from reaching the purpose of creation. Because the problem is that this is most internal aspect of slander, is that it harms connection. And we understand that the preparation for creation was the breaking, the shattering of the soul. And each one of us is a part of that collective soul. And our goal, the goal of creation, is to connect. Like it or not, this is the direction where we're headed, we're pushed towards the complete connection. And if we assist this action, then it's great. We advance, and there's no pressures, there's no problems, wars or blows. But if we're not going forward, or even if we don't want and we perform some opposite steps, then we're supposedly inviting such forces that work even more forcefully to advance us towards connection. But these forces work on us in more difficult situations through pain and problems and troubles and wars, etc. So we have to understand that the slandering Slandering is exactly at the center of those disturbances, hindering us from correcting the shattering, from uniting the souls into a single soul. And we have no other choice but to scrutinize what is it exactly, and just how much we can move away from it. I'm not talking about the individual private calculation each one has, you know, by slandering about someone else, the addition of the klipot that people add to themselves and have to clear, or all those other problems that come, wars, diseases, etc., or the additional hard work. And of course, the damage he's causing the the entirety of society. If a person is alone, it's not so important, but in a society, that problem immediately multiplies itself with respect to those ears and mouths that continue to extend this slander. So it's not for nothing that it's written, I haven't found anything good for man except for being silent. And that's it. So let's read a little bit about the severity of slandering. And we'll see where and when we can open our mouths and talk about, and I understand this is a natural condition, and we all come from a culture where there is no education on the topic whatsoever, but we have no choice. We have to take care of that. I'm appealing to women especially in this lesson, because men have less of an issue with respect to that topic, slandering. They have different issues, that they don't care about each other, they don't relate, they don't have that sensitivity like women do. Yes. So if there are questions, please ask. No shame, no, don't hold back. So, from the writing of Rabash, what is the substance of slander and against whom is it? The Zohar says that for anyone with a sword in his tongue, meaning who slanders, the sword that consumes everything is ready for him, which is the Malchut in the form of Din in her. Rav, we don't know how the general system, everything is connected, but the instance a person activates slander and causes separation, then immediately this separation turns onto him. Because he is a part of the collective Malchut, which works not towards connection, but rather towards separation. So he immediately receives a response, a reaction from Malchut, from the Shechinah. The Zohar says that for anyone with a sword in his tongue, meaning who slanders, the sword that consumes everything is ready for him, which is the Malchut in the form of Din in her. And we learn that from what is written about the serpent, that he slandered the woman. However, there the slander was about the Creator. And how is that a proof between a person and his friend, that it should also be so grave as to cause death? As it explains about the verse, and their tongue a sharp sword, about slander between a person and his friend. In other words, there is the same measure and severity of iniquity of slander between a person and his friend as in the slander between a person and the Creator. Rav, meaning there's no difference of whether I'm speaking about a friend or about the Creator. Because from the perspective of the Kelim, we can talk about the friends. The Creator is beyond our ability to speak about him. He doesn't exist. He is revealed, and he exists only in accordance with the connection between us. No connection, no Creator. Yes? Reader, is it possible that one who slanders his friend will be similar to one who slanders the Creator? And when slandering the Creator, we can understand that it causes death, since by slandering the Creator, he becomes separate from the Creator. And for this reason, since he is separated from the life of lives, he is considered dead. But why would it cause death when the slander is between a person and his friend? Rav, So because the Creator is the quality of love and bestowal that's revealed in the connection between us, so anyone who causes, who blemishes the connection, who prevents us from connecting, it's as if he is harming the Creator. He's not letting him reveal himself. And by that, he acts towards all the created beings, the entire world. So it turns out that it's even a small thing that we would maybe never pay attention to, you know, what we talk about each other or about the third person and so on and so forth, how we talk among us. But this specifically has to be weighed at all times. Am I causing separation between people? I'm adding to the coolness between them, and then it affects the entire system. It has to be multiplied by the effect of the entire system, and then I can begin to understand the severity of slander. These things are very harsh. They're very precise, as it's written: life and death in the hand of the tongue. But we have to take them into account, or we can run around asking where is our advancement, but it will never be. Specifically here, when we have such a great influence of women on men, we're not acting independently. We're tied together, the whole community in the same clay. So women have to take that into consideration, since they work and influence the men. Not that a man, a husband and a wife talk among themselves. Even when women talk among themselves, and when they cause a certain separation between the friends, the woman, women friends, that creates additional separation between the men. Questions? Please. So Pitchat Nitzana is over.
What is the correct work when somebody feels criticism rising inside him towards someone?
That this is the Creator arranged it for him. First and foremost, it's certain. Now, the fact that the Creator arranged it, the Creator is showing him or her a malfunction. Malfunction in the state, in the world, in the family, in the connection between the friends, men friends, the women friends. Malfunction. So what do we do? How can I cause a correction? Nothing besides that. Correction. It's possible that the correction for me is that I will shut up and stay out of things. But either way, I'm standing before a situation that I have, in which I have to participate. If it's revealed, if I got it, if I understand it, if it's revealed in any way, then I have an opportunity to relate to it. And by that, I add correction to my soul.
What does it mean to relate to it? Does it mean to do something actively? That's called correction. And if it's something that seems like it's a person by themselves can't change?
I'm sorry, I have to do something that would not happen again if a shattering was revealed. And I have to think, what is the correct form, the most calculated form, in which I can cause connection? Correction. Correction means the good connection between everyone. That after that, what we hear, the Creator is revealed, that the connections are like His nature, in mutual bestowal, mutual love. Well, love is second degree, ashpa, bestowal, Chanukah. The first form of connection, mutual bestowal. No one is causing harm to the other. Everyone just wants good. That's it, chesed. mercy. That's called light of Hanukkah.
Shut up my mouth.
Not necessarily shut up. It's possible that by shutting up and not talking about it, because this is the most correct form of my participation. But again, first of all, I'm standing before the place that I had to relate to. I have to relate to. It is revealed to me, that's why it belongs to my correction. And then I relate to it. It's possible that I, you know, seemingly I'm not aware of it. It's possible that I'm participating internally, I'm suffering on the inside, and that's enough. It's possible that I turn to someone, I scrutinize something quietly, but in a way that causes correction. I have to think about it. This is my participation in the correction. It's like you have something broken and something is revealed here and there, and you act and act and act until your participation reaches a certain measure, and then the Creator is revealed. And the opposite also true. When we speak, the main thing is speech. When we speak in such a way that it separates us, it distances us, then it's an extension of the corruption, of the shattering. Yes?
If now a different question. Let's say between two people in the community, there's a kind of a consistent hatred.
Yeah.
And they try to do all kinds of things for them to connect. They keep separate. How should we relate to that?
It's possible that the attitude is so sharp, so acute, the situation is so real, so painful, so internal, that it's impossible for them to not to hate each other. It's possible. But in such a way, we still nonetheless have to act and slowly, slowly make sure that this state over time will be corrected. The direction has to be towards correction, and not just leave it as is. Nothing is revealed unless those are states that we are currently able to correct, because that's how the general program works. Such things that we are able to correct are revealed slowly, gradually, in stages. But there has to be, it has to be, otherwise it would not be revealed. We're in a system that's constantly being more and more revealed. And by that we have to call these two parties, have to be removed from the community, both of them.
So in such a condition, what is better? For them to stay away from each other?
You have to discuss. I don't know. We have to discuss what to do. Keep a certain distance. Soften the one side. Soften the other side. Cause a certain closeness between them. Certain agreement, time plays a role here as well. And if we think about it together, we will surely invite the light of reforms and they will come closer. They will.
Should one of the parties try to initiate?
I don't know. Maybe he cannot initiate. We have to work around them without pressuring them. Okay.
Rides, and you hear this one is ill, this one is sad, all kinds of things like that. Where does the line cross that I am concerned about her and want her benefit, and I'm already starting to gossip?
That's a question that cannot be answered. Gossip and slander is something one should never activate. And anyway, even if you know that she doesn't want to do something, she is lazy, she doesn't care, there's no justification for her attitude, you know, disregarding the community, and let's say she has to come according to her duty, and she did not, she failed to come, still, it's best to justify the friend. I'll tell you, what would good would it do that you begin to put out this poison on everyone?
No, but like when I want to clarify all kinds, all the details about her, why, what, is that already gossip?
That's something else. It's not slander. But only if this is truly your attitude, you know, if it is for her own benefit and the benefit of the general connection.
And the second question, I heard that slander is also something in my thought. It's not just what
of course,
I say.
Because everything is clarified in the thought.
If I really feel something, I feel that I hate her or hate somebody, how do I stop it? What can I do? So it will cease.
This is where the general atmosphere of the environment has to work on us in such a way that we would not let us, we're unable, you know, it's stopping us. The general mood, atmosphere is such that I'm unable to think in this line of, to continue in this line of, you know, venting this evil, this wickedness. And also internally, it doesn't fit. It doesn't work properly. Something is stopping me. That's the general atmosphere. It does not exist in our women group, unfortunately. But without that, we cannot advance. We invest a lot, but not in those principal matters. I think it's time that we should not make any concessions here. Please.
Why is there a feeling that as if we don't understand how it's related to us, slander, like it's not me, it's not our friends? Like, why are we talking about it?
But it's just a feeling. You understand it's not the reality.
Yes, I understand, but where is it concealed? Where is it hidden?
It's your evil inclination justifying your attitude towards others, typically women others, and you say so rightfully, and it is the truth, and why wouldn't you not say it? And it is true. And this is the work of the evil inclination, the ego.
Like it's there's a feeling, my feeling is, that we don't really have any awareness about it, so we don't really have tools to work with it.
This is a quality that a woman has and a man doesn't. A man cannot understand that. Men don't understand. What do we have to talk about someone? You know, we talk about someone only if it's specific, that we write down, we have to talk about such and such a person in this meeting, etc. There is no inner impulse to do it. What for? It doesn't interest me. It's not a topic for us. However, for women, it's a big part of their lives. It's a fundamental aspect of their lives, this platform on which they sit, reside, exist. And so we have to organize here a certain atmosphere to study it, to talk about it. Little by little we will increase the obligation for connection between us, no matter what. Really, no matter what. Otherwise, the community will not be able to advance. We will simply come to a stop. Please.
How will we be able to create this atmosphere? Let's say now we have tens. This is the first time we're in tens, and this is like a new degree for all of us. So how does that the work? How should the work be done in the tents, like the men, the workshop that you have with them every morning? So should we find time to do that? Because we're with women, we don't meet the same way the men do. That's one thing. And the second question is there any possibility that maybe once a week you will prepare questions, and once a week each 10 will meet when they can and work with the questions that you asked?
However you desire it. I don't care about the form, whatever you agree between yourselves, and we'll do it.
And how to continue about the gossip within the 10. Somebody, let's say, is in a descent. Let's say with the men, if somebody's in descent, yes, they talk about it. They go to his home. They see what they can do. So should we do something like that in our group? Is that not gossip? How can we help women with it not being gossip?
First of all, by showing a personal example. First of all, that's it. I may not need more than that. Whether I show everyone how much I try not to hurt anyone, not to speak about badly about everyone, except for connection, I don't talk about anything. What else is here? It's not such a, you know, take Shulchan Aruch, take Zohar. See what they're talking about. There are many books by Kabbalists that talk about it. This thing, because it's a horrible thing, slander. This is that incision that prevents us from advancing. It's on the path. It's not something auxiliary on the. Simply have to cut the tongue.
Maybe what should we do? Be very carefully and very gently to examine.
You have to see what does it mean carefully and delicately.
If the goal is to draw them near.
You know, that's what we all think. It's in order to bring closer. It's better to be quiet, to shut up. It's the best approach. And after the silence, maybe in a general manner, so that the whole group will understand that it's causing us a withdrawal rather than advancement, a retreat instead of an advancement, you know, in the attitude towards the other friends, women friends. Then after this has become clear, we can then perform actual corrections. Again, I'm saying we don't have anything that's more directly affecting or harming our connection or our ability to connect.
Hello, Ron.
Yes.
I would like to say thank you. There's a group on Facebook of mothers on the path. And I'm very nudgy, and I always ask for thoughts, and it works. I don't know. We don't need to deal with anything. We live it. We just need to see it. It's within us. And I really, and I feel ashamed that half of people are people who support me every day. I don't even know their faces. So all of them, I don't know, I don't even say hello to. I apologize. And thank you. Thank you all. You're all doing such great work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What is the correct response, the best response, if there's a friend or friends facing me and I identify that there's slander or gossip? What should I do?
Soften it gently.
Not directly. No, you're some slander.
No. We don't want to harm them, because they would not hear you. Because if you attack the ego, then immediately he stops hearing anything. He sees himself as, you know, his target of an attack. He's hurt. If we want to slander, we want to ask ourselves, why do we do it? Because by that, I begin to hold myself higher than the rest, more corrected than the others. And this is something that's not good about the path. But the impulse is such. A woman, when she feels herself to hurt, you know, if something doesn't work out for her compared to others, you know, then she has a tendency, an impulse to gossip, because by that she raises herself in her own eyes.
What do you do when you hear gossip or slander from somebody who you appreciate, you respect so much, to say something, let's not gossip, even say it gently. It's somebody that you would never anticipate that something would come from that direction. What would you do?
Well, let's help her. Let's say like that.
To always come from the good side, softly.
Yes, definitely. Do not cut people off. Do not stick it to her that she slanders. No, the opposite. Maybe give an example through which she'll be able to understand it. But also very gently, very delicately. We're touching upon a man's inner pride, especially a woman's. And that's a problem.
I would like to say that there were twice when I gossiped or I said a little slander, and there were two types of responses. Somebody who cut it very harshly, and somebody just became transparent. She just froze. And the response of this frozen response, I'm not cooperating with you right now, that worked so well, and I was so, the shame was so genuine, and it was much more effective than the one who just cut it harshly.
But even that can be harmful. It's better to go gently, softly.
So in any case, to talk and make it round.
Yes.
Let's say you have somebody in the group and you see that they're operating not through unity, and really you say like gently, and you see that he understands, but he continues, and it harms the connection of the group and the advancement of the group.
Clear.
So what do we do next? What's the next degree?
What do? We work on it. First of all, there has to be a committee.
There is a committee.
A committee about slander. There have to be people there, special people, 5, 10, I don't know, doesn't matter. They will take, first of all, the material that's written about it, and will send each and everyone by email. Smartphones, I don't know, doesn't matter. As long as someone will get everything together. There are rules and harsh measures and very strict actions. There's a lot of material from Zohar and Kabbalah and then Shulchan Aruch, and then just general reading material from women and kids. It's not a lot, you know. We're talking about 5 pages, let's say, that the entire matter can be included in. And also, if I have a problem, I can turn to these people and they will take care of it. Maybe I'm unable to. Maybe it's not even my business, but it's
worthwhile. So in other words, that committee can invite those people and say, for example, and decide maybe that they can't be in the group because they're hindering our
advancement. Even to that extent, yes. Please. Go to the mic. What do you...
Excuse me for saying, but I feel that to talk about this topic of gossip and slander so directly...
Like now, what we're talking about?
It's not really what's going to make it better. It's like a symptom of deeper things, of where our community is.
What do you recommend?
I'll give you one recommendation. For me, the Friday feast is a public place. It's not a social meeting. So, for example, to hold the meals and to raise the importance of meals that are quieter, even with some music. When it's quieter, then people will engage in the internality of it and the greatness, greatness, greatness. And it doesn't really go over.
You are correct. I have nothing to say. Rabash had quiet meals completely. No one would say anything to anyone. Completely. At most, I could make a gesture, ask for someone to pass something. But nothing. No one is asking, saying anything.
So why don't we do that?
Because we don't have thoughts that are worthwhile contemplating. So we use our tongues.
I didn't understand. Why don't we do it?
Because people are not able to hold on to that. They have no thoughts that during the meal a person can add the thought to the action. That a meal becomes a connection with all of us. Rather, we come to like a restaurant. I sit, I eat, goodbye.
Excuse me for saying, but in my opinion, we need to overcome that and to rise above it, so the quality to raise and to give some balance to everything. Maybe 15 minutes of quiet, a quiet meal, and gradually raise the time, increase.
Excellent. So I'm asking you, take a few other women, and create the right organization.
But it has to be a community decision.
No, we decided. No. Here, the community is here.
I will do it happily. In an optimistic tone, a few months ago you gave us a gift, an exercise to the women. And we took the exercise very seriously. We, up until now, we're still doing the work, very internal and genuine work, and very important work in the eyes of the women. I think that most of the women will agree with me that we really did succeed, thanks to the exercise, to attain unity and to rise to a new degree among the women. It's important for me to say that, to emphasize that as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's it? Yes. After that, we have more reading material.
I wanted to ask if I want to talk about my friend behind her back, good things about her, about her greatness. Is there some harm to that friend?
No, we talk about slander, not when you praise someone.
So that's not slander?
I mean, in praising someone, it can have adverse effects, but right now we're talking about a person who's producing words that are...
There, in my feeling, there is a very fine line between bringing up problems or not bringing up problems in order to prevent slander. And then when we don't deal with things, then things blow up. Me, in my group, I found a way of bringing up problems in the email, by email, and not do it directly to the person who I'm thinking of, but to the whole group, the whole committee, but in a nice way, and not in a hurtful way. So if the intention is good, then where is the fine line between not talking about bad things and raising them in order to correct?
To bring it up means to write to that committee that's assigned to take care of it. This is the meaning of correcting it, and not being quiet about it and not doing anything.
Thank you.
Please.
On the path, as the more we advance, we need to maintain a very, very...
All the rules are about connection, nothing else.
But we need to keep them very, very strictly.
That's it. I live for that.
And as you describe, all the rules are to reach the gentleness. And how do we do that in the group?
If I constantly think about the connection, then I become more and more sensitive towards connection, towards that discernment. I don't need anything more than that. It's also between a man and his wife, and each and everything. If we had we received a correct education, we would have advanced like this. We would consider any moment how can we be more connected. We need nothing more than that. We are in the process of correcting the shattering.
There is a feeling that we got an opportunity to work correctly, and it might escape us. How can we make sure that doesn't blow up on us?
General atmosphere. We must speak together and decide and give such a feeling to each and every one that without that, we are not on the path. And not only we are not on the path, on or off the path, it's not something that I can just sit and do nothing about. On the path means that if I'm not walking, advancing, I'm still going to receive blows that will push me forward. We can't just exit and do nothing. You know, close my eyes and stop thinking about the problems. That's what a person does. But if you were to see the general map, the general system, he would surely see that he cannot escape from anywhere. You know, continue or not, by that he invites the forces that will affect his advancement. We cannot escape it, though.
So how do we bring that understanding to everybody with joy?
If everyone decides and talks about it, only about the right line, as it's written, then this spirit dwells on everyone. It's not simple, I'll tell you. I myself have to do a lot of work on this because I don't receive enough support from the society.
I understand the importance of staying away from slander. We live in an environment where not everybody is on the path. How should we relate? How should we relate to others who are not on the path, who try to talk bad about you or others?
Because you're on the path, not like the way they are, or in general?
No. They're on the path, they're not. Should I stay? Should I maintain the same direction of
avoiding it is something we always need to do because we're all in a system. Even if I have neighbors in a home that's 20 stories and only I study about slander and Kabbalah in this entire building, so what? I can talk to them however I want. I'm with them in a system of a single soul. So from on my part, I have to keep the same conditions.
And the people who try to harm you,
I have to accept it as something the Creator is sending me, and I have to overcome it correctly. Try to work with them in the correct manner, and you'll see how quickly everything disappears, that it's all for you. Don't forget that. But that should be the general thought, the collective thought of the society, that we're in a system which is moving, and we have to bring about more and more connection in the system, and all those instances that come to us are on the path, and then nothing is coincidental. Everything is for us to react to correctly and advance by it. If the society is going to live with this consciousness, it will be easy.
I have a slightly naive question. If I maintain such a tendency with people on the outside, does that balance their behavior?
Sure. They will begin to relate to you in a very nice, positive manner. That's right. Because I mean, the fact that they want to harm you, this is coming from the Creator. On their own, who are they?
How exactly the women's work should be in the tens? We tried to clarify the goal before. What exactly is the work in the tens?
I'll tell you, it's community is big. A person cannot be in contact with more than roughly 10 people. That's how we're built. We don't feel it immediately, but it's truly so. And hence, it is worthwhile for us to be intense. I think those tens, I mean, we don't know how they should be, how they should behave. I didn't receive any education about it from the Rabash. He doesn't write about it, how to put a ten together. Should they be permanent tens, or should we change it every once in a while and mix and shuffle things up? Should men and women be just as we discussed, that women will sit according to the order of men? I admit that I don't understand. There are many things in general on the past that we advance now that I can say yes, sure, there's no problem, but in practice I myself did not go through, and what I didn't go through I do not know. That's how it's in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a practical wisdom. Whatever each one will follow in the steps ahead of you, this I know, I can be as a guide. But everything that has to do with community, with tens, with connection between men and women in the tens, I do not know. We are pioneers in this together.
According to what I understand, maybe it's not correct, but the men, the tens of the men, are truly, they become one man with one heart, and they need to be, they're always together, they think of everyone all the time, and the connection is very tight, and of course they also meet every day, that's also something.
True, and?
And the tens of the women, should they also be like my ten? Should that be like one woman? Or like the nature of women?
Tell me, how do you think, Miriam, the prophet, gathered all the women and they stood by the men in Mount Sinai? What do you think? Were they connected?
Yes.
They were. They sang together, danced together, so on, so forth. Led by her, yeah? So the fact that it didn't happen in previous generations, we were not in correction the last 2,000 years, and now we're beginning the last phase of the correction. So I think there cannot be a situation where there will not be a connection between women. And also, pay attention, 100 years, maybe less than 100 years, that we have in the world, you know, brochures, newspapers for women, movies, books for women, shops maybe existed before even, but meaning there's a culture for women, things that are designed, produced, manufactured especially for her, plenty of organizations, and more, it tells us that yes, we have to be organized with our women in a separate from the men, and not just that behind every man stands his women, a woman. It's not enough.
With the men, it's very clear what they have to do. They have the daily lesson in the morning. They meet together. They know that they have to. They support each other. Waking up, duties, dissemination. Maybe there are other things that they also determine together, and they meet beyond that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, yes.
How should it be more or less or exactly with women? Should we determine something for all the tens of the women? Should each ten make their own decisions about something? Should there be a day, a talk once a day or a thought once a day on the phone? Something consistent once a week, perhaps? Should we determine something like that?
You're so smart. And you know the material so well. And you're, you know, how many years ago you came to me for the first time with your groom? 16 years. You don't know how to make the calculation, what's best to do for the society, for the group. Can't a few women sit down and decide between them what's worthwhile to do, but practically, not just words? I don't want to impose on you from, you know, pressure you, but I think there has to be an organization, a strong organization, separate from the men. Don't take them into consideration. Where you arrange your group as a group. How many times a week? What to study? How to study? It's problematic for women, and we have to understand. And on the side of men, we have to give you all the material on time and all the possibilities for the material to be translated and prepared properly across all our media, and also, give you time to do your things, and if there are things that we're not doing, then absolutely we're willing to hear your complaints and arrange things. But make a decision. What's good for connection? That's the discernment. Connection. Chibur. Yes.
Mothers to young children, although they hear the lessons and they try to be connected as much as possible, but the opportunity to meet each other here, for example, is like a miracle for us. To sit with the women, to hold the workshop.
It's all clear. What do you do?
Maybe every once in a while, just a women's lesson.
Do it so. Gather. Talk amongst yourself. Decide that once a month you want to be on Shabbat here. And the men would do a work at home instead of you.
And will you agree to that?
And when did I refuse you?
No, there was an entire period of during the holidays when we asked, and there weren't any lessons.
This is up to you. If you behave, it will be.
There's an opportunity on the Shabbat to come here. And my group, for example, who lives close to Petah Tikva, they would rather open their center where they live. And I don't know what to do, whether even if we live near, they're the preferences.
I don't know. You have to decide which group you belong to. It has nothing to do with proximity of a location. Whereas where you're part of, that's where you have to be. Otherwise, it's not nice.
Thank you.
Please.
When a group of women connect, whether it's here, workshops, or whether there's a congress, women, spiritually speaking, is there any kind of effect, influence on the system?
When did you come to the lesson today?
Exactly what moment?
Yes.
At 4:05?
Maybe a little later. Because I spoke about it in the beginning, the importance of the women and the participation of the general correction of the broken kli. I spoke about it. You asked a question that, forgive me, it's not slander, but how can you say, what did you ask? How was the question phrased?
Again, I'm asking, is there any influence of these women in spirituality?
What do you think? If you belong to the human species, mankind, then probably yes. If you don't belong to mankind, human species, then probably not. How can it be a man, Adam, together with Eve, Chava, meaning first nine and Malchut, they shattered together, and now we have to correct them. No, woman is not part of correction. What is she a part of? The corruption, and I understand, but no. Also the correction.
Of course, that there is a good spiritual effect, but there's always some kind of confusion,
yes,
about it.
I'm trying kind of to
scrutinize. When we connect, now we're connecting now, is it important because we have to support the men?
Not just support the men, you have to support yourself. Don't do us a favor. We also have a calculation to ourselves. If a woman is not in the past, she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. Then the man performs his own calculation with the friends and the other women who are on the path. There is no coercion in spirituality.
From my point of view, it's others. Doesn't matter. Others are others. I have to exit myself toward the others because that's my correction. I need to bestow upon,
yes,
others. But as we have been operating up until now, they're the women and the men, and there's something in the connection that's supposed to push the group of men. That's why I'm trying to clarify what is so unique about.
Stop making yourself something so special. Stop it. Stop talking about it all the time. Women, women, women. Stop it. If you have a root of the soul that's awakening you, you can perform the correction. Otherwise, you don't. Our problem here is that there may be such men who are here because of their women. A woman is in the past and she wants to attain something. She has a burning point in the heart, and the man isn't, but he's here because his wife is here. Most cases it's the other way around. The man is on the path, he understands, and he's committed, and the woman, because her husband is here. No, what can he do? In the meantime, we're in this transition period. There's such and such.
When we succeed in connecting together, then we add connection to the system.
It's not that you're adding connection to the system. We don't need your addition. You need to correct your soul. Don't do us a favor. It's just like this attitude. Are we adding something? What does it mean to add something? You're causing correction to the general kli because you're a part of it. You cannot escape it. If you're a woman or a man, if you belong to mankind, and the man is one, what Torah is teaching us about, telling us the story that's divided into two, is the first nine, the Tet Rishonot, are working with Malchut mutually outside of Malchut.
So how is it that I still hear such statements that we're here in order to support the men? We're here to support the men.
I don't know where you heard those things. I speak about it in connection with the fact that it's worthwhile for every woman to support the men group because you can perform great corruption as well. So at least to support. This is what I'm talking about. But correction is mandatory for men and women, for all kinds. As Baal Shem says, red, black, white, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We know that all of the states are, in the end, they are all inside. They're all in me. What to do when I have criticism toward myself, and I can shut my mouth, but my thoughts, I don't really have anything to do with them. How do I avoid becoming the foolish one who?
We learn it from none else besides him. But at least you can eat your flesh instead of opening your mouth. It's correction. But later on, you have to see that it all comes from the Creator, so that you begin to attribute everything to him. That's what we study.
So it's enough that I...
If you begin to think of that, you understand how deep it is, not just throw a sentence out. That the Creator is arranging those thoughts because he's doing all these, giving you these exercises. The Creator is this degree that's more corrected, and that's why it's illuminating on you, and it adds problems and corruptions that you have to relate to in order to rise to that degree. That's our work. We are constantly in treatment.
I wanted to ask if there is some practical problem, let's say within the family or something that's happening. Is it something that needs to be talked about so we can get support? Because in most of the states, there are workshops.
There are committees for that.
So in other words,
don't turn to people individually.
So let's say we have groups that we turn to groups of friends for thoughts, so we shouldn't turn to them? So then it's advisable to turn to committees?
It's better to a committee.
Just ask for a thought without detailing, maybe.
It's possible to do it like this. I don't know.
May I add to that question?
Yes.
There is a Facebook group that Ilana brought up before that asking for thoughts, and many times there are things that are not just requesting thoughts, but sometimes there are states where people write their whole entire problem or their state or condition they're in.
That's very bad. It's a grasp. It's a holding point for the klipot. That's what a woman does, you know, when she kind of pours the whole situation in there. Even when the worst part is there, don't open your heart. Don't open yourself to anyone. In general, none of you is protected. Anyone who speaks to a friend or another friend, even the nicest things, the other person, because he's not in first restriction with a screen, there's still a place for the klipot to hold on to. Therefore, the best or worst things get connected to the klipot. That's why it's not recommended to do it. Putting those things on Facebook, it's complete nonsense. I don't know.
What should we have in the Facebook group if we should have one altogether?
I don't know what is Facebook, if you're asking me.
The place where people are connected.
This dump.
Yes, it's a dump of many women who are there together, and they can write whatever they want. They want to give something.
Okay, write everything. What for?
In order to help each other. That's what it was at the beginning. If somebody needs something, although we have committees who are for the individual.
How can they help you if we're talking about that they can help me with a good thought? Then we have to study together an article, something, and, you know, thank God there's something new every day for us to study. And that's good. If it's through Facebook, if it's possible for Facebook, I don't know. I think if all the friends go there, it's probably good to put an article there. Maybe questions, but not personal questions about this article and the questions. But there's maybe a different place for that. I don't know where you are and what you do. You have to arrange it, men and women. I don't have any added relationship to it, and I don't want to have any. For me, it's email and Skype. That's it. Again, opening personal things before someone, it means to connect to the klipot, because my best friend, woman friend, still they're not in the world of truth, meaning that they have a tzimtzum, a restriction, a masach, a screen, and a ochozer, returning light. That's why certainly everything they receive is going to go into the klipa, because they themselves are in the klipa. That's it. So it's best to shut up. Just seal yourself, shut yourself. The other you cannot talk about. Yourself you cannot talk about. So what else? The Creator. Talk about the Creator.
A question, Rav. At the time you said that we could share with our husband.
A husband, yes. A spouse, yes.
So how can I? What can I share with him without burdening him?
I have to ask him first.
Continue Taz's question, who asked about the connection of women, if that contributes. And you said, no, correct yourself. I have a feeling that if I'm not good for anything, then I don't exist. If I don't have anything to contribute to, then then I don't exist. Is that not connected to anything? Do I just have to correct myself, or is that feel?
I can't answer such questions. This is maybe supposedly, hypothetically, I can't enter your emotion.
It's not about my emotions. Let's say, is there a root? Is there that I feel that I'm doing something good for the family, for the system?
Test if it's beneficial to connection on the spot. If yes, yes. We're talking about it an hour and a half now.
I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that maybe I was late and I missed something, but I would like to ask Taz's question in order to sharpen it. Let's say, the human species.
And just physiology.
Okay. There are no writings that are specific about what our work is in the tens, certainly not for women.
Hold on. It's always like this with Kabbalists. What? Only we are here, you know, and the Ari who discovered, you know, this system. Wasn't it a revelation for him? And Ramchal and Baal Sulam and Rabash, each and everyone reveals what is being revealed to him. He unlocks the new degree. We are unlocking a new degree together with you. It's not against nature or something. Something opposed to this method, you know, or something that's never been before. It's always so. From Adam Rishon, from Adam, every Kabbalist discovers a new degree, and that's why they don't know what to do. Rather, it's being revealed, and that's it. However, myself, as a teacher towards you, I know what are the next steps that you have to take in order to reach my degree, but beyond my degree, I don't know. And that's why I don't know with tens. Because attendance is a new degree, workshops, let's say. What will it be? I don't know. Just like I felt with the matter of revelation, you know, we have to start to work in tents between us and with the general public. I don't know what will be revealed tomorrow. What will I reveal tomorrow? And maybe we'll go into other forms of connection. I don't know. But this is the correct attitude towards women in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because we're opening, unlocking a world, each and every Kabbalist in his age, you know. That's why I'm not afraid, oh, yes or no, will we open something new? I'm used to it, I'm accustomed to this. Even when I was next to my teacher, then for me, of course, he would walk by me, but opening the eyes, it's
in order to
towards
avoid
a person himself.
In order to avoid making mistakes and going by hastening, what about the people, the women, what can the women best do, the women who are sitting here, to take this platform and continue according to what? According to each 10 to determine who and determine what they're going to do. And they listen to the daily lesson, of course, or maybe there's going to be a committee of 10s. How should we work with this new platform in order to really hasten and with at least not to be detrimental?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not clear to us how to work in the 10.
I feel
you feel you should scrutinize. And if something is missing, you can turn to us and you will get an answer.
What I'm saying is that the feeling up until now is that if we connect, when our first by primary goal is to support the men. That was the primary goal up until now.
Let it be so. Who cares what's the reason for you to be corrected women, you know, friends, in connection, the right study. Let it be so in order to support the men. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to advance correctly.
And what is
the excuse
correct
you give yourself, it doesn't matter.
What is correct advancement?
Towards connection.
Rav, in our group is actually very, very connected. And we're also connected by what in the WhatsApp. And we have such a policy to request the thought of the group.
Yes.
Sometimes it happens when something is hurting, is painful, or is that something that we should do?
That I have a stomachache and I attend to the group?
Some problem, and we turn to the group. Is that something that suits the group?
You have to see how serious those things are, or if they're trivial. It depends on to what extent a person feels himself as part of the group, inside the process, how good it is to include the friends in his process, how hard it is for him to go through it, if it will add more connection to the friends. He has to weigh things seriously, not just like